Röster.
Dagens programledare är Mora och Stav.
Dina röster i vardagen.
Hello everyone, this is Mora Barexay and my colleague
Fabo Vattenmelon.
We're going to talk about violence against women. This week is an important week for women around the world, the International Week for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. According to the last report from the United Nations and World Health Organization and the international partners, nearly 3 women in 10 women, that about 40 million women, have experienced physical or sexual violence by an intimate partner or other person.
Does that also cover psychological violence?
Well, definitely it does. We all know that, because when you you're facing violence are different shapes. So physical violence and psychological violence is one of them. The most diverse and deadly from this violence is slowly very common. The United Nations Women's Report in 2024 to 2025 shows that nearly 50,000 people, women and girls worldwide, were murdered.
And in Sweden, så jag tror siffran ligger på 10-15 kvinnor mördas om året av en oftast en partner eller en före detta, så en närstående.
Ja. Yeah. We're going to have a song right now and a break. We'll be back.
Got no home, ain't got no shoes.
Nobody's gonna take it away. I got the love.
Welcome back. We're so excited to have you all and talk about women's. Talk about women's rights, especially in this important week. I'm going to present the static and data. What do you think, W?
Yeah, good, with some facts to base it on.
Exactly. The global reality of violence against women, according to the latest report by WHO, which is World Health Organization, and United Women, almost one of the 3 women in the world, that's about 840 million have experienced physical or sexual violence. And it's a really high number.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Well, what do you think? What would be the reason as a man?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is power. Men want to have their privilege. And people have blind spots, even if you're progressive. And I mean, people could have suppressed emotions, so they have a bad temper, etc.
Sorry to cut you, but I think does it make sense to you?
What?
That the reasons that you have said, is it sensible that men are making reasons for themselves to allow themselves to murder a woman, to have violence in the society?
I was only focusing on causes, explanations. I wasn't trying to justify.
I understand, but I think this is nonsense for them, not for you.
Nonsense in what way?
Nonsense in this way, that they're thinking, okay, well, we want to have power, so let's kill a woman. We want to control a woman, so let's kill a woman. We want to control the society, so let's dehumanize women.
Well, one could discuss to what extent they've thought it through, or it's like unconscious. But it's an instrument to keep the power and control. I mean, there's the saying that people are strong enough to control others, have little control over themselves.
So, as a man, I'm asking you that, as a man, are you okay with this? We women have control on you?
Well, I mean, it depends what you mean by control. I mean, of course, I want a more
to equal... To have more power.
An equal distribution of power is, of course, what is the goal. But the problem is that if men have more power and it's not recognized, admitted officially, then I think some men, when they deny it, and women want equal power, they think that men are losing. Men think they're losing too much of their own power.
Okay. W, why men should have power? Why, like, you guys are thinking... I'm sorry, it's not about you. I'm just giving an example. Why men would have the all powers?
There's many explanations, many causes.
Just give me one.
It could be greed, self-centeredness, lack of compassion.
So you say men are mentally weak?
Well, it's a quite vague description to be mentally weak. But absolutely, there's a level of insecurity. But it's like there's so many different ways that they push women down, whether it's physical violence or giving them less pay for the same work in the career.
Okay. What you're going to say on this all violence and discrimination?
I'll be talking about the internet, how this a new platform, mainly social media.
No, you didn't got me. Like, all this violence is happening. What's your point of view? Like, you're standing by women, or you're defending men as a man?
Well, of course, I'm defending women. I sympathize with equality.
Thank you. Then let's go on the facts. In the past 12 months alone, that is a short period of time, almost 316 million women, more than in the adult women, so have experienced physical sexual violence and by the intimate partner. So it's been 20 minutes of this podcast. And the last 20 minutes, there are two women been murdered by a man. Yes, according to United Nations report.
Globally.
Globally, exactly. According to the United Nations report, and every 10 minutes, there is one woman will be killed or will be murdered by a man. And this is horrible. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this song. I really did. We have also with us a victim of violence. A victim of violence at home, at the school, at the society. Welcome, Aso.
Tack så mycket. Jag ska presentera mig. Mitt namn är Aso. Och jag kommer från Afghanistan. Och... Jag bor I Sverige här.
Thank you, Aso. Tell us about the all violence you have faced. I heard you have faced violence at home. And tell us about those violence if you're comfortable.
Vi alla förstår, som I Afghanistan och andra länder, kvinnor och tjejerna har ingen rättighet som de bor I Afghanistan eller hela landet som de inte kan bo bra och på många sätt kanske det handlar om mannen som kommer och slår kvinnor eller som någonting som man händer I familjen eller utan familjen eller som allt som händer det med kvinnor.
I'm so sorry, Yasuo, to hear this. Tell us about violence. If you're okay, I have heard when you were in Afghanistan, you were because you were women, you were not allowed to wear whatever you want, to be whatever you want, even to do makeup. And I heard someone in your family, men especially, were the leaders, had violence with women, with your mother. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
När jag bor I Afghanistan som jag är inte så bra livet i Afghanistan som men som vi kallas någon pappa, som det är inte min riktigt pappa. Han kommer att slå min mamma och sen jag går till min mamma och sen säger till honom varför du slår min mamma. Och det och så han kommer och slår mig också till samtidigt. Och det var jätte svårt för mig. Det var jätte dålig hälsa på mig också. Och sen för att den jag kommer till Sverige och det påverkade mig jättemycket.
Also, after this happened, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, it's not just Asu. Asu is one of the examples we have. Have you been to? Have you guys reported your stepdad and in that society? What police did?
For that, the inte så mycket. Som i Sverige som just nu vi har polisen eller någonting som de har makt och sen de betalar pengar som de sitter på högsta som någonting man säger. De betalar och de hjälper inte för kvinnor och människor för att de bara säger för att vi är man, vi är någonting, vi har makt och sen vi har allting och för att de hjälper inte mycket. För människor och kvinnor och kärna i Afghanistan.
Also, your mother have faced so many things. She was even treated to death. Can you tell us about that and to audience so they know how women are living in Eastern countries?
Min mamma som inte bor så bra för att varje dagen kommer slå min pappa, min mamma och säger dåliga ord till min mamma och sen jag kunde inte studera så mycket bra i Afghanistan och när jag kommit från skolan till hemma jag har sett min mamma som har blå märken i ansiktet i som hur man ska säga den i armen eller i ögonen som när jag ser den jag blir lite mycket ledsen för att varför det är så här för att vi bor i en bra familj vi bor en som vi är open mind familjen man kan säga. Vi har bra hjärnor, vi har bra tankar, vi har inte gamla tankar. För att den, de säger, min pappa säger kvinnor kan inte någonting, kvinnor har inte makt eller någonting för att den. Och min mamma har inte bra också. Det var jättedåligt för mig.
I'm so sorry you also to hear that again. Sometimes I get tired to say, I'm so sorry. But it's the world should be sorry. It's the people who is silent, who remain silent, they should be sorry. Also, can you tell us why your mother couldn't get divorced? Why she didn't want to get divorced or she couldn't get divorced from your stepdad?
Det är det svårt för man förklara för att det påverkar med Elsa som man jag pratar med det som jag är som känns orolig för mig. I Afghanistan kvinnor kan inte skilja sig från mannen för att kanske de kommer säga om när du skiljat från till varandra eller någonting vi kommer då är och vi kommer någonting på familjen, någonting på som till exempel säger vi kommer dör och vi kan inte göra någonting i Afghanistan och det är ett jättesvårt land där som man bor eller någonting. för att den som de kommer och säger vi kommer dör er om ni kommer skylda oss, inte som i Sverige, inte som andra demokratiska land.
I understand. I just want to share my experience as a transgender woman. In Afghanistan, being transgender is forbidden, and it was violence in our home as well. My mom was hit by my dad, and I remember once I bought a new phone, and my dad just wanted to take it from me because he didn't want me to be in the society. They were ashamed of me. Once I remember, I was a child, actually, I was 13. It was winter, I was playing, but I felt, and my dress was so dirty, and then my dad broke the ice and took water from the ice, and he put it on me to wash me with that cold water. My mom came and she wanted to help us, but he also hated my dad. He also hated my mom. So women are not allowed to defend themselves. If they defend themselves, they'll be killed. And it's not just about the Eastern countries. We have in Sweden that, and last year, 11,606 women were killed by a man, were murdered by a man. And this is all over the world. As your last words, what do you want to say to the people who listen to you, and where's your voice?
Jag vill säga till sist, alltså, kvinnor och kärna är inte som ni tänker, så inte som en små saker. De har mycket makt, de är jättestarkare och de kan allt göra en man. Och man måste inte tänka en kvinna och en tjej har inte någonting och trycka ner dem. Man måste säga du kan och vi är stolta över er och kämpa.
Thank you also for being here, for sending your message to the world. And now we are going to listen to a song till it happens to you by Lady Gaga.
Till it happens to you, you all know how I feel.
Welcome back, and welcome back my very good colleague W.
Thanks.
W, we're going to talk about the facts. When we talk about the violence against women, we need to understand that this violence is not accidental or individual. It has deep social culture and structural roots. These roots are sometimes so common in our daily life that we don't even notice their existence. Social and culture factors we have.
Yeah, and the thing is, when people talk about men's violence against women, some get angry and say it's not all men, but there's a need to say men because, as you said, it's structural. And sometimes when you use the word structural violence, people don't understand the complaints too academic. So we need a language that we can use.
What kind of language?
Yeah, this expression, men's violence against women. Men's våld mot kvinnor.
Yeah. Let's go then. The first set of factors are these things that I want to share with you and with our listeners. The taboo nature of violence in many societies. Talking about domestic violence or rape is taboo. Women remain silent for the fear or shame, disgrace, or blame the silence of victims and violence. So Yeah. What you got?
So
for
it's
this?
A vicious cycle because they could remain silent because they fear violence, mm-hmm. and then when the violence takes place, then they remain silent again.
Yeah.
But yeah, then this gender inequality, when society sees women as less valuable, and this can be supported by the family, the law, school. So this leads to violence, as we said. And some men, they learn from childhood that women must be obedient, submissive. And then they don't see the violence as a problem. They just see it as a tool that they don't criticize or they don't have any doubt in.
Yes, I agree. And the other factor is prediction and
superstitions.
Exactly. Thank you for correcting me. And misconcept. In some culture, misconcept is such as women should endure, a good woman is silence, or men have the right to discipline, make violence seem natural. These same as normalizing violence. And I think you have got something to say.
Yeah, you wrote about that they're forced marriages, and it might happen often early in the girl's life, and they when they get married, it's without consent, and this leads to violence, rape, unwanted pregnancies, and complete control compared to other groups. Forced marriage is associated with systematic violence against women in many countries. Well, it depends.
Thank you for mentioning, and we should not forget that poverty, war, instability, society that is individual, and war, poverty, economic crisis, or political collapse. So the experience, the most violence against women is such a situation where women are easy victims. Like in war, rape is used to as a tool of war. In poverty, women becomes economically dependent and have no ability to escape or complain. And the other point, in instability, the law does not exist and not enforced.
Then it could be cases when you mentioned poverty, that the woman is scared to leave because she fears violence, etc. But I mean, if she's living in poverty, there might not be somewhere she can go where she can afford to food and lodging, etc.
Okay.
So it's a trap.
Let's go to the next point, the structural factors. So what you have got for the structural factors?
Well, you've written that this section concerns governments, the laws, the judicial system, and the formal structures of society, which women should be protected, but in practice they're often not.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lack of law enforcement, or it's very weak in some countries.
Mm-hmm.
And domestic violence is not even criminalized. And yes, in some countries today, marital rape is legal, which is absurd. Sweden banned it in the 60s. Even if laws exist, they're almost impossible to enforce due to corruption, biases, or weak systems. What do you mean by weak systems?
Okay. By weak systems, when we talk, there is so many cases that they're not recorded yet. And our system, like organizations, NGOs, associations, or the government, there is some systems that they are not supporting, but not in Sweden. It should be pointed.
But sorry, I think there's some level of underreporting, lack of reporters. So the things at Mörkertal, but maybe not as severe as in some countries, like you mentioned.
Yes, exactly. In some countries, there is like even no systems. We should say that.
Sorry.
In some countries, I said there is no system, too. Mm. Yeah.
No functioning state.
Unfortunately.
For
yeah. So. Let's go to poverty and incomes. We should talk about this because nowadays I heard there's so many women that they don't have any income sources. And unfortunately, they are the easiest targets for the violence. Oops. And they're the easiest target to be murdered or violence happen to them. So what do you have to say about this?
Well, you've written that there's poverty, but I think it's repeating when women have no income because they're housewives, and it's so it becomes impossible to leave the relationship. But yeah, this we've mentioned before, more or less.
Yes.
So if they leave, they don't have money for food or rent, etc. Yeah.
And we should not forget that there is a lack of awareness and education when both men and women are unaware of violence, of human rights, equality, suspect the consequences of violence, and the law of violence is seen as natural, normal, and part of life. Lack of education is the biggest factor that causes violence.
Yeah, truly. Right? It disempowers people.
Yeah. I think we should go and have a break and let's have tea.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. And we are going to hear from Mr. W that he have got very important things for us, and he did a very big research. And thank you for that.
Yes. So vi kommer att kolla på hur situationen ser ut globalt med nätet. Och det är ett faktum att särskilt tonåringar idag är ju mer på sociala medier än någonsin. Och nu med AI så finns det nya verktyg. Och det finns något som heter deepfake. Och det är att du kan se till en mjukvara att skapa en trovärdig, realistisk bild. Ser ut som ett foto av någon. Och det kan vara till exempel att du tar någons riktiga ansikte från kanske Facebook. Och sen kan du liksom animera resten av kroppen. Och 96% av de som använder det gör det för en sexuell bild. Och 99% av personen som det är en bild på är kvinnor. Så det används som ett psykiskt våld. Och det finns ju då detta som ni kanske känner till, incels. Och det är ett fenomen. Det är ofta unga killar som är frustrerade. De inte har en partner och de börjar hata kvinnor. De är kvinnor till syndabockar. Och de tror att de är berättigade att använda våld. Och det finns ett uttryck som har växt mer och mer. Toxisk maskulinitet. Och det är förvisso inte erkänt i psykologin eller psykiatrin. Men det handlar om att det finns män där de kanske inte kan bemöta sina olika känslor och fastnar kanske för mycket i ilska. Och de blir liksom endimensionella. Och Sverige är ett av de länderna som tidigast byggde ut ett bredband åt en stor del av befolkningen. Och det är därför vi fick Pirate Bay och Spotify. Men nu är det att Sverige har ovanligt många incels, och det är viktigt att veta att alla kanske inte planerar att vara våldsamma, men det finns en stor risk. Och detta kombinerat med det utförliga bredbandet, att vi har bland de flest ensamhushåll per capita i världen, och att kanske många har svårt att lära känna nya människor för det är en ganska reserverad kultur, det gör att kanske många blir ensamma, särskilt unga män. Och vi ser en trend att många program på universitet, yrkesförberedande program som jurist och läkare, det blir ofta majoritet kvinnor. Och då när män kanske inte kan få en karriär, så kanske de inte har någon att dejta, och då blir de väldigt ja, det kan vara farligt. Och det intressanta med den här incelkulturen är att många sympatiserar med högerextrema åsikter och de börjar tro på konspirationsteorier. Och det kan vara teorier som är ofta antisemitiska, och de tror på dem även om de är långsökta. Och det kan vara att det finns en hemlig plan, en hemlig organisation som globalt har styr alla stater och organiserar att den stora massan ska bli lurad och sånt. Och det är väldigt märkligt, för att om du kollar många stora organisationer, det dyker ofta upp en visselblåsare där kanske negativa planer avslöjas. Eller att det bara sker en splittring, som kristendomen. Katolicismen och protestantismen blev ju dels splittrat, men det blev krig. Och det är inget som liksom går obemärkt. Sen finns det också att det är många som tror att man är övervakad. De kanske vägrar vaccinera sig när pandemin slog till för 5 år sedan. De tror att det fanns något jättelitet chip som sen kunde gå upp i hjärnan och läsa av. Men det märkliga är att de kanske är på sociala medier och de techbolagen samlar enormt mycket data om din livsstil och vad du gör, vad du surfar på. Men det är liksom kanske de inte undviker.
Mr. W, can you tell us how does can it affect the society, especially on the children?
Well, it could be that they start having values where they might not respect women.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a decision in Australia that teenagers under 16, they can't no longer have social media,
mm-hmm.
Including YouTube, because there are some role models that encourage an ideal, ett ideal där man har bristande respekt för kvinnor, de romantiserar våld mot kvinnor eller våld överhuvudtaget. Och det kan leda till att ett ideal där det ses som okej att vara hustrumisshandlare, och det är väldigt farligt. Sen ska man komma ihåg att det är inte jättemånga våldsdåd än.
Thank you for a very important research that you have done. And if you have anything left, just do it fast.
Yes. one last thing is that it's all black and white. Instagram led you to MeToo-rörelsen. Men, vem vet, kanske då algoritmen inte var lika manipulativa. Men ja, vill bara nyansera. Tack.
Thank you. Instagram is good for just watching reels before sleeping, but not to normalizing violence. Let's get back to the effects that it affects into our society. I want to talk about physical consequence. Violence can have a direct, long-lasting effect on women's bodies. When victims of violence face problems such as broken bones, serious injuries, which I have faced before, unfortunately, internal injuries, physical problems, and even permanent disabilities in case of sexual transmitted disease. And serious physical injuries are reported. These injuries are sometimes last for lifetimes. Okay, what do you have to say about this? Anything?
Well, there are cases where the medical staff notice it, and I think there's a change in Sweden that more and more have started screening it to notice it, and then they can come in contact with kvinnojourerna och meddela dem.
Yes, but sometimes I think we have PTSD that we carry with us, and we cannot change that. It's terrible.
Yeah, you mentioned biases. Of course, yeah. Even staff have biases.
Yeah. And the social consequence, violence against women, does not just destroy a relationship. It disturbs a social cycle. Women who experience violence are often isolated from family, friends, society, and we can take action for the sympathies action by listening to the women without judgment, by believing their stories, by normalizing. Even sometimes people doesn't believe in especially when a woman, for example, gets raped. I hear often people say, what she have done? Some politicians are saying, why she wear the dress that seduced men?
Politicians?
I mean, yes, I have heard this.
Oh, because you have, I know that judges have asked that in the court.
I agree that, but as a woman, I'm saying this is horrible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, men should control their desires and not attack women. Okay, what is the role of media and activists in this, Mr. W?
Yeah, I mean, they could have more. Anything from making films to having interviews on the news, etc. But there's been some on SVT. It was a documentary series. I don't remember what it was called. And even the play. So SVT Play, som sagt, också.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, reporting violence, saving life is very important. If you witness violence or see sign of it, do not remain silent. Sometimes a call, a message, or a report can save a woman's life. Reporting of violence is not an unnecessary intervention. It's a humanitarian aid. So let's talk about support the victims.
Yeah, women fleeing violence need support more than anything else to feel seen and valued, but even just to get help, obviously. Sometimes just the one sentence, "You're not alone," can make a difference. You can give them hope. Victims of violence do not need pity, you wrote. But what do you mean that they don't need pity? Because sometimes caring can be confused as pitting them.
Well, through this podcast, we have talked about static, about the pain, about the sufferings, about the harassments, about the reality of violence against women. But in the main, the most important part of this conversation is what we can do next. So,
you mentioned that the victims need companionship and respect, but in which way? Like, if you have a neighbor, how do you offer companionship to someone you suspect is being a victim to violence?
Well, sometimes men just attacks and kill a woman and no one hear it. But when they are hitting a woman, I'm sure the neighbors are hearing, especially we are living in Europe. And you just play music at the 9, 10 a.m., your neighbor is calling police. So if they can hear a sound of music, why not of your the way you're shouting or you're crying? Am I right? So, and the most important messages at the end of this podcast that I want to repeat and sentence that perhaps the most important messages from today. Indifference is the silence killer. It's
yeah. Så likgiltighet är den största mördaren.
The silence that allows violence to thrive, a difference that takes the lives of women and girls. Anyone who remains silent becomes a part of the cycles and violence. Anyone who speaks out becomes a part of the cycles of hope. So let's choose to be on the side of hope, on the side of standing with women, on the side of humanity. And by the end of this podcast, I want to, well, of course, people can't see it, but we have got audience here. And we want all of our audience to get a flower and put in front of 100
names
that we have collected from 100 countries.
Of course, women that have been murdered.
Exactly, that have been murdered. And let's have them in our hearts, in our prayers. And we should, after this, have our people with us, not our in our hearts, and standing by us. So let's fight against violence in the world, and let's stop violence against women. And let's eliminate the violence against women. Thank you so much.